The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the hosts, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, beautiful souls. This is Ella Laura, and welcome to Beyond Beauty. So in today's episode, join me for another captivating discussion about glowing inside out, how to integrate mental wellness into your self-care. Ayan, good evening po sa lahat. And I'm so excited tonight because we have a very special guest. Nakita ko kanina dun sa aming picture, ang ganda ng guest natin ngayon. Nako, she's a mental and lifestyle expert. She's an Australian licensed occupational therapist. Wow. A renowned health and performance optimization coach. So yan, malalaman natin kung ano ibig sabihin nun. And with over 10 years of experience, wow, she's also founder of Neurobalance and Precision Sports Therapy. At a young age, grabe, no, may business na siya. So join me as we welcome Coach Lynn Hazel. Hi, Coach! Where are you?
Hello!
Naku, ang dami ko pa dapat intro sa'yo, no? So I guess, yung kaninang na-mention ko, yung pagiging performance optimization coach, baka you can tell us more about it. And no, to the viewers, ang ganda-ganda mo. Marami siguradong gustong malaman about your background and your mga ginagawa. Can you tell us more about you, Coach? And bumati ka sa ating mga viewers sa Beyond Beauty.
Hello, Beyond Beauty viewers and listeners. My name is Lynn Hazel, aka Mind Coach Hazel. So what she's trying to, Miss Elise, this beautiful Miss Elise, is trying to tell you about me is that I'm a licensed occupational therapist as well as a health and performance optimization coach, which means that I am in the business of helping people reach their full potential. So I use science, I use research, I use my profession as an occupational therapist to help people and clients, of course, to understand more about how they can get to the next level. So that's me. And today I'm going to talk about mental well-being and how you can integrate it into your daily lifestyle.
Yeah, nako. Maraming may excite nito, no? But before that, Coach, kailangan ko sabihin to. Marami pa kasi ano, sobrang galing mo, no? You're a master of many domains. So gusto ko lang din i-mention sa ating mga viewers that you're also impacted your performance as individual coach. UFC and Under Armour athlete coach ka din. So you mm-hmm. do world esports and gymnast. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. ito, proud ako. I want to tell everyone, she's a good friend of mine, si Coach Lynn. And sobrang proud ako sa kanya because she's also currently the coach of gymnast world champion Carlos Yulo, diba? And also to the Philippine national team gymnast. Grabe ka, coach! Nako, maraming matutuwa. At meron pala nag-coach pa sa mga Olympia, no? Hindi lang ba sa mga athlete, no? Pati Under Armour, ano ba itong mga toy? Mamaya i-discuss natin sana, no? Before proceeding to the questions. And you also spearheaded the development of the Global Health Program na in collaboration with the Gymnast Federation and World Health Organization. Can you tell me mm-hmm. more about this and then to our viewers para maintindihan nila ano ba mga ginagawa ni Mind Coach Hazel?
So essentially, I have this passion to use science and research a lot in understanding what's going on with us people. And one of the things that I do, especially for sports teams or athletes like Mr. Carlos Yulo, is that I analyze what are their weaknesses. Kahit na world champion na siya, kahit na sabihin natin na baka hindi na kailangan ng tulong, not really, because in order for you to maintain and perform at a high level, you constantly need to push yourself beyond your limits. And that's why me, as a scientist, I go in and see, okay, let's assess the psychology of the athletes. Let's assess ano ba yung nutrition nila. Are they getting enough nutrition to support their brain health or their body health? Let's assess their training and programming. Are the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments that they're using in their sports are strong enough in order to get them to that next level? So those are the things that I study. And the other thing that I do naman with the International Gymnastics Federation, which is the governing body of gymnastics worldwide, and I would like to share this with our viewers because it's actually quite my passion recently. I study the brain, what happens to it during aging, and I also study the body and what happens to it through research. And then I will utilize and innovate gymnastics in order to try to help those people that are aging, especially those that are at 60 years old and above, na ma-prevent pa yung frailty or for them to, you know, like get sick and all these things. If you engage in physical activities such as gymnastics, which is also good for the memory because you're constantly learning sequences of movements, you may also reduce your likelihood of getting like cognitive decline, such as disorders like dementia. So these are the things that I'm putting my attention to because I would like to help more people as they age. So there, that's me.
Amazing, nako, Coach Lynn. Ang dami niyan. So siguro yung mga may mga questions about Coach Lynn, ano? So it's easy for her to, you know, contact. Later, we'll just, you know, you can tell where to find you. But now, mm-hmm. for our topic, ang ganda nito, no? Our topic is glowing inside out. How to integrate mental wellness into your self-care. So, you're gonna share a lot of things about this. And I think about, you know, sleep hygiene, that yung nighttime beauty regimen. So, if you talk about regimen, it's not just products, no? So, ano pang iba pwede natin i-incorporate with, you know, before going to sleep? And you're resilient to strategies for overcoming all these challenges in life, Coach? Marami kang i-share sa amin. So, for my first question, so, mm-hmm. we often hear about yung mga benefits of exercise, no, for physical mm-hmm. health. But mm-hmm. how does an active lifestyle contribute to the mental well-being? and consequently yung enhance our beauty from within. So ako, I make people beautiful through my, you know, practice. So paano naman po natin to gagawin, coach, with your mental coaching?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that question, Miss Elise. All right. So parang Miss Universe or polite lang. So anyway, please excuse me. I'll be reading some of my notes because I really would like to give you as many tips as I can. So I did my research before doing this this interview. So just in case you don't see me looking at the camera, I'm just reading my notes. So first is, why is exercise important not only for your physical but also mental well-being? Number one reason is it reduces stress and anxiety. So I'll give you a couple of research and science about it. Number one, exercise releases endorphins. So these endorphins, they're natural painkillers that can boost your mood, actually. It also acts as a healthy outlet for tension and frustration. So for example, if you're angry or if you're feeling a bit sad, you go to the gym or you go do a bit of running, and then after that you feel like, oh, ano na nga ba yung problema ko? Exercise does that for you because chemically it releases endorphins, so naturally you're going to get good mood. There was also a study that got published in a Journal of Medicine and Science in Sports Exercise that they found that regular exercise reduced symptoms of anxiety and depression by up to 40%. So number two is that exercise also improves your sleep. Regular exercise improve sleep quality, guys. So it leads to increased energy levels, better focus, and a more positive outlook. Because adequate sleep is actually just essential in your recovery physically and mentally. So to give you a bit of research about this, there was a study that was published in the journal called Sleep. They found that regular exercise improved sleep quality by improving the amount of deep sleep, which is important for brain restoration and your emotional well-being. So let me continue. Why exercise is important. Number three is that it boosts your self-esteem and confidence. Achieving your fitness goals and noticing this physical improvements can significantly enhance your self-perception. Exercise also promotes a sense of accomplishment and boosts your self-confidence. Because if you set a goal, you go to the gym or you go to training, you have a specific task to do. Once you accomplish it, you feel like you have increased self-efficacy. So there was a study that was published in the journal called Body Image that found that regular exercise increased self-esteem and body satisfaction among participants. So why am I telling you all these researches? Because I just don't want to convince you with my voice, but I also want to convince you with science. Because if you just put the right actions and give yourself the right lifestyle, you're going to be able to really maximize your potential, not only physically, mentally, but also just whatever it is that you'd like to accomplish. So number four, enhancing brain function. Exercise has been shown to improve your memory, focus, and concentration. There was a study that was published in the Frontiers in Psychology that found that regular exercise actually improved their brain functions both in healthy adults at saka adults with cognitive impairments or brain or mental impairments. Number five, one last, it reduces symptoms of depression. Exercise can alleviate symptoms of depression by increasing serotonin levels. What is this serotonin? It is a neurotransmitter that regulates your mood. So it also provides you a healthy distraction from your negative thoughts. So when you exercise, you're focused in the moment, doing your exercises or your activities, and most likely than not, you're not going to be able to have enough time to process all those negative self-talk that you have. So then your brain gets rewired and then you feel better. So there was a study that was published in JAMA Psychiatry that found that exercise was an effective antidepressant medication in reducing symptoms of depression. I can go on and on about the benefits of exercise, but I think for this interview, I'll give you 5.
Wow. So 5 na yon, sigo. We have to practice that, no? So going to the next question. Coach, eto. There nowadays there we are bombarded with yung mga sorts of beauty standards as dictated by social media, no? So what's your advice to individuals who wants to promote positive self-esteem and healthy self-image? Yan, maraming mga nadidepress kasi parang, like, you know, there are a lot of people now into social media and yun ang kanilang basis na kailangan ganun pala. So, what's your advice for people na masyado into that kind of standard?
All right. So, I listed a couple of things and I'm going to read again for you guys. So, ano, definitely cultivating this positive self-esteem and having a healthy self-image in today's media saturated world is a challenging task. I can relate to this because I used to do modeling, and basically you have to portray a certain image in order to be marketable. But you know, there are several strategies that we can do as individuals that can give us more positive self-perception and counteract this negative influences of what society's standards of beauty is. So number one, this is very important. You have to learn to challenge the unrealistic beauty standards. First, you have to ask yourself and evaluate the beauty standards that's portrayed by the media. You have to recognize that most often than not, these images and these videos are manipulated, they're unrealistic, they're edited by photographers and videographers, applying all sorts of filters, contrasts, colors, and all those enhancements to make it marketable. So you have to understand that these standards do not represent a true reflection of beauty, and that true beauty is diverse in appearance and in traits. So number two, you have to learn also to teach yourself to focus on your unique strengths. You have to shift your focus from comparing yourself to others. I mean, what good does it do comparing yourself to others? You're wasting your time and you're not going to be able to get a conclusion about like who's better or who's not. So me, I would rather just focus on like, what can I do? What can I control that can make me feel good about my day or myself? So try to appreciate your own unique qualities in case you forget, and your talents and your achievements. We have this culture about like, okay, we have to be humble but about ourselves. But we can be humble about ourselves, but we don't also need to forget about what you've already accomplished with your willpower and with your fighting spirit. You have to remind yourself of that, or sometimes society, it will make you lose who you are and your center. So actually, there was a research that was published in the Journal of Happiness Studies. They found that focusing on personal strengths though and achievements can boost self-esteem. So please celebrate your individuality and recognize that your worth extends beyond just physical appearance. So number three is that please practice positive self-talk. Replace your negative self-talk with positive affirmations. There were studies published in the Psychology of Consciousness that suggest that positive affirmations can improve self-esteem. So engage yourself in more positive self-talk that highlights your strengths and accomplishments. So example, if you find yourself talking about something that makes you feel bad about yourself, give yourself at least 5 or 7 good things to counter that power of that negative self-thought. Because actually, there is also research that for every one negative thought, you need at least 5 or 7 to get your biochemistry up again to feel good. So counter those negative thoughts when you can with positive self-reinforcement. Number 4 is, please, if it's too much being on social media and being bombarded by all these things, you can also have a proactive approach. Try limiting your media exposure as well. Studies show that that indicate that you know, like, if you limit your media exposure to this idealized media images, it can also positively impact self-image because you're more engaged in your present life and not on what's going on other people's lives. And number 5, you have to make sure that you have positive influences in your life. Research from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology shows that having supportive relationships positively influences self-esteem. So seek out those supportive friends and family members who value you for who you are and not just your appearance. Remember who they are, because when you're feeling down, you can always count on those people that love you truly. Number 5, you have to learn also to find and engage in activities that make you feel more confident about yourself. So pursue those activities that boost your self-confidence and make you feel good. This includes your hobbies, sports, maybe volunteering or creative pursuits. And I guess number 6 is, practice self-compassion. This is quite hard. You do it to people, being more compassionate to other people. But for some reason, us humans, we're having difficulties practicing self-compassion. But research shows from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, it suggests that self-compassion is linked to higher self-esteem. So I would encourage you to be kind and be understanding more about yourselves, especially during those difficult times. If you can do it for a friend or your family member, all the more during your challenging time, you'd have to be proactive at also showing compassion towards yourself. And number 7, if you really can't figure out what's going on with your emotional state with regards to all this social standards, you can always seek help if needed. If you struggle with consistent and persistent negative self-image or body image issues, then seek out help from a professional, because they would be able to guide you and give you personalized approaches on how you can build step by step your self-image. And yeah, so remember, true beauty comes from within, guys, and it's not defined by external factors. The more that you feel better about yourself and the more that you just express that feeling that you feel good, the more that people respond to your energy also in a positive way.
I like that, coach. No, so meaning I need, you know, for me and to other people, we need to surround ourselves with beautiful people who give us beautiful communication that, you know, bring us, you know, ourself, your confidence. So yon, 6 ba? Ang dami, no? Pero all of those, we need to practice lang. Tama si coach. Diba? So for our third question, coach,
kailangan kong bawasan.
Ay, hindi. Alam ko madami yan. Kasi, by the way, to all the viewers, si Coach Hazel is one of my, what do you call that, support team. Kami dalawa lang pala. Kami dalawa because we understand each other. So we call ourselves support team. So, tama. So surround yourself with beautiful people and beautiful, ano lang, you know, everything that, you know, talks to, you know, express themselves truly, and tara, to bring the best out of you. And that's one. Kaya kung gusto nyong mas mag-enhance pa inyong, ma-optimize pa inyong well-being, ang lalapitan lang natin, si Coach Hazel. Yan. At mamaya, may nagme-message sa akin. So, ano to? Foreigner ba siya? Mukha ka rin foreigner, coach. Yeah. Again, yeah, talaga mo, ang ganda kasi ng hair mo. But then, yeah, really, pwede kang pang-artista at saka talagang model na model. Parang basyado ka raw bata. But pwede raw malaman ilang taong ka na may nag-message.
I-message yung kami.
Ay, mamaya na to. Pero I'm so excited kasi may mga comments agad about you, no? Parang nawala yung well-being. Later yan, no? So for my, ano, for my third question, coach. So I've been hearing about yung stress management. So how to sustain one's wellness ba? So yung how to have an effective stress management techniques, baka you can share to our viewers and listeners how to incorporate those to our daily lives to improve our self-care.
Okay. So, you know, stress, there's also a science on what happens to your biochemistry, what happens to your brain, what happens to your cells when you undergo stress. Stress increases inflammation in your body, you know. So I would like for the viewers and our listeners to take this scientific approach on dissecting stress, because sometimes you become very emotional and you think it's all your fault, you know, and you think there's not much a solution, but actually there is. If you are going to be strategic with how you're going to identify these stresses of yours and how you're going to be proactive with it, you can always lessen the stress and anxiety that you feel. So number one, you have to learn how to identify your stressors. The first step to managing stress is to identify what is causing it, or else they will just pile up, and then next thing you know, you're just going to have an emotional rage or just blow up because you don't know which one is which already. You don't know which one you should take out from your stress tank and solve. So identify your stressors. You can keep a journal. You can write on a journal for a week or two, just whatever comes to mind. Note down the situations, the people, the events that trigger your stress response. And once you know your stressors, you can start to develop strategies for avoiding them or coping with them more effectively. So there, write it down. Number two, mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness involves focusing your attention on the present moment. This can help you become more aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your body sensations, and this all of this mindfulness, it can help manage your stress. So there's a research that was published from the Journal of the American Medical Association that suggests that mindfulness and meditation practices can reduce stress. So I would encourage you to allocate at least 5 minutes or 10 minutes of your daily life and practice mindfulness or guided meditation. How can you do this? One, you can go on YouTube and find someone that's that just type in mindfulness or guided meditation. There will be a lot of people already that will give you assistance on that for free. There are also ways that you can do this, such as doing yoga or deep breathing exercises. There are a lot, but essentially the focus of this is being present in the moment. So number three, physical activity, exercise again, guys. Engaging in regular exercise has been proven to alleviate stress. Exercise is a great way to reduce stress and anxiety from a biochemical perspective. It releases endorphins, which immediately boosts your mood. So aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity of exercise most days of your week. Four, biochemistry. Studies from sources like Anxiety and Depression Association of America highlight the benefits of physical activity in reducing stress hormones and improving your mood. Another thing that you can practice is deep breathing exercises, oxygenating your brain, because the more that you are able to provide oxygen and proper airflow to your brain, the better thoughts you'll have. So techniques like deep breathing, as supported by research in the journal Frontiers in Psychology, can help lower stress levels. So I encourage you also, within those 5 minutes that you have for yourself, to practice deep breathing to help you relax and reduce the tension on your body and on your mind. And then, of course, you also want to have healthy lifestyle habits, because if you don't have healthy lifestyle habits, your life, your week, your month, your year is going to be unpredictable. And the mind likes patterns. The brain likes patterns. If everything's so unpredictable, it won't be able to have a sense of control. So I would suggest that you build on healthy lifestyle habits. So I would suggest that you get good sleep, eat healthy, and limit your caffeine and alcohol intake, because this all contribute to stress reduction. And this is according to research from Harvard Health Publishing. Another thing that you can do, of course, is social support network. Go connect with others. Go connect with your family members that make you feel good. Go connect with your friends that make you feel good and support you. Research from the American Psychological Association actually shows that having a support system can help manage stress levels effectively. And so spend time with your loved ones, join a club or a group, or go find a hobby or a sport that has a positive support for you, so you feel good all the time. Maybe not all the time, because we have to be realistic. Maybe there are days that we get tired, and being tired makes you feel fatigued. And when you feel fatigued, your brain also feels a bit low. So, you know, maybe 80% of the time, be proactive on your health. So another thing that you can do is, throughout your day, you can take breaks. So if you are feeling stressed, take a few minutes to step away from whatever it is that you are doing and just relax. Take a walk, quick walk. Listen to a music that makes you feel good. Music always has this power that helps you just relax. Your mind just relaxes with the music. Your heart rate, the beats per minute that you listen to, they all have a science. And I think if you know that you can use these tools to help you reduce your stress, your life will be much, much easier. And this is one thing that I would suggest you do too. Learn to say no. Don't take on more than you can handle, guys. It's okay to say no to requests that will add to your stress level. And then last thing is, please set realistic goals. Sometimes we become stressed because we think that we're supposed to be able to do everything right. But you know, if you set unrealistic goals, it will also set you up for failure and stress. So break down your goals into smaller and more manageable steps and take it step by step. There
you go. Now, grabe, you're such an expert with the mind-blowing information, coach. Grabe. So parang with this, we're gonna proceed more. I think we have ano pa, few more questions, and feeling ko magkakaroon pa tayo ng another episodes kasi ang dami pa rin questions eh. Pero I will just limit this because konti lang yung time natin, no? Okay. So for our question is, based on what you mentioned earlier, so how do we identify and address the underlying causes of distress? So rather than just managing it, so do you recommend na manage magad, or what should be done first? And, you know, find out what's the cause root about this?
Okay, so definitely addressing these underlying causes of stress and anxiety requires a deeper understanding of the factors that contribute to your emotional states. So I'll give you a couple. One is, again, self-reflection and journaling. You have to engage in regular self-reflection and journaling in order for you to identify patterns in your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that may contribute to your your stress and anxiety. So again, track your stressors and your emotional triggers so you can gain insights into your underlying patterns. Once you figure out your patterns, you're going to be able to strategically find better coping mechanisms. Number two is you can always seek professional guidance. You can consult with a therapist or a counselor to gain a deeper understanding of your stress and anxiety. They will be able to help you identify these underlying causes because they've studied it most of their college and their professional life. So it will be easier for you to be able to eradicate this sources of stresses from a strategic perspective, and you will be able to enjoy more of your life because you're taking a proactive approach in solving your problems. Number three is explore your past experiences. You have to reflect on the past experiences that you've had also that may contribute to your current stress and anxiety. So think about those unresolved conflicts or traumatic events or negative experiences that may be influencing your emotional responses. Number four is, I think this one is a really good one, is identifying the underlying beliefs. So examine your core beliefs and assumptions about yourself, the world, and your ability to cope with the challenges. Then identify those limiting beliefs, because most often than not, those negative experiences that you've had kind of teaches you that there is something to be feared in this world. If you identify those limiting beliefs that may contribute to your stress and anxiety, and you can strategically work on replacing them with more positive and empowering beliefs. So next would be assess your lifestyle factors. Evaluate your habits. Maybe you have bad sleep. Maybe you have bad diet. Maybe you're not exercising properly. These factors can significantly impact also your stress levels and your overall well-being. Another thing that you can do is you can identify your emotional triggers. I know that it doesn't come instinctively to us as people that you're going to be systematically finding like, okay, what triggers me? But if you do the work in identifying what triggers you, if you're able to recognize the specific situations and people or events that consistently trigger your stress and anxiety, and if you understand your emotional reactions to these triggers, you're going to be able to one day or maybe to immediately develop strategies for managing them. But of course, you have to do the action. Once you figure this out, you have to constantly do it and do it and do it again so that it becomes an automatic response. Because if you just try these techniques, but you're not trying to master them, then most likely you're going to go back to the poor brain patterns again that you've had. So yeah. And last would be develop healthy coping mechanisms. Identify your healthy coping mechanisms that make you feel good. And then this can include maybe just breathing, maybe writing, maybe spending time with nature. Once you're able to identify, what are the healthy coping mechanisms that I can adopt in my lifestyle, then use that as when you feel stressed or anxiety. So there, you just have to remember that the understanding that this underlying causes of stress and anxiety, it's a journey, guys. It's not a destination. It will require patience. It will require self-awareness and your willingness to make changes in your thoughts, behaviors, and lifestyle. So there.
Right. So, on top of this, you just really find out about what factors that contributes to that stress, and then really, coach, that helps when you really identify yourself. You know how to segment for this part of your lifestyle. So we have different things going on, but just knowing yourself better is the right thing to do. Just to,
doing the work
to answer all these stress problems in your life, because at the end of the day, you should understand yourself better.
and become proactive in understanding yourself. Because if you're constantly relying on other people to understand you, abutin ka ng siyam-siyam sa iyo.
Right. So, yun, no? So, there are a lot of exercises, I guess. You mentioned to me before that there are exercises that can, you know, help, you know, build these things up. Pero siguro, in the next episodes natin yan, we'll invite you again for that part. So, for the next questions, there are a lot of supplements now for skincare particularly. We have a lot of skincare supplements that help us glow. So, do you recommend some mental supplements or mga pang well-being supplements that can help us enhance our beauty? So, yung mga ganyan. So, nakakatulong ba talaga ang mga supplements na to, Coach?
Oh, for sure. It will give you a positive aura and a sense of balance if your biochemistry is right, diba? So some of the supplements that that are well studied is omega-3 fatty acids. They're found in fish oil, flax seeds, and walnuts, and they're linked to brain health, heart health, and skin health. And they can reduce inflammation, and it helps improve mood as well as support your brain function. So fish oil. Number two is vitamin B complex. B vitamins, particularly B6, B9, B12, they play a role in brain health and may help reduce symptoms of depression as well. Because if you give the right nutrients to your tissues, your living tissues, most likely they're going to be able to function better. Number three is magnesium. Some research suggests that magnesium have a calming effect on the brain and it aids in stress reduction. Number four is vitamin D. So vitamin D deficiency is prevalent worldwide and can contribute to various health issues. So ensuring adequate vitamin D levels through sun exposure, dietary sources, or supplements can support bone health, immune function, and mood regulation. Five would be probiotics. So emerging research indicates that there's a connection between your gut health and your mental well-being. So probiotics may support a healthy gut. Probiotic supplements or fermented foods like yogurt and kimchi can promote gut health, which potentially improves your mood and your brain function. It also helps boost your immunity and it also reduces inflammation. Because actually a lot, there are a lot of studies that support that a lot of mental health disorders, some of the root causes is increased inflammatory cell buildup in your body. So if you're able to reduce the inflammation in your body and in your brain, most likely you're going to have better mood, your stresses will go away from a scientific perspective. Green tea, it contains L-theanine, which some studies suggest that it could promote relaxation and reduce stress. And another thing is turmeric. So the curcumin found in turmeric, it has anti-inflammatory properties that might benefit, again, your brain and your mood regulation. So those are some of the things that can help you get good brain health and good mood.
And that will, you know, optimize also our skin, right? So if you're in good mood, maganda yung skin natin, right, Coach? So, but, you know, going back to what you said earlier about gut health, you know, isa yan sa mga binabasa ko recently, you know, that topic should be, you know, learn more. So we'll discuss that some other time because that one is really, parang ngayon, very into, everyone doesn't know about it yet, but malaking bagay yung gut health natin. How to improve that, and that will also improve our mental health and our self, diba? And then our beauty. Yan, syempre ako sa mga beauty, anything beauty that will help. So for your, ano, for your physical, ano, appearance and everything, that will help. So next, Coach, ha, I'm gonna invite you for that topic. Okay, for the next one is yung about sleeping. So kanina I discussed about sleeping and then mabalik lang din tayo doon. So do you have like mga exercise or mga tips to improve sleep hygiene and establishing mga nighttime beauty regimen you know, mm-hmm. that will help also maximizes the benefits of, you know, of our well-being and to make us more radiant.
Yeah, definitely sleep plays a crucial role in maintaining good mental health. Research such as studies conducted by the National Institute of Mental Health has shown that sufficient and quality sleep is essential for various aspects of your mental well-being. Adequate sleep gives you emotional regulation. It helps you support brain functions like decision-making, problem-solving, and it also aids in consolidating your memory. So when sleep is compromised or inadequate, what happens is your irritability level also increases. You get mood swings. You have difficulty concentrating, and most likely your resilience to stress is reduced. So chronic sleep deprivation has also been linked, guys, to a higher risk of developing mental health disorders like anxiety and depression, because your brain is not able to rest properly. So it just continuously goes work for you on and on and on, and the balance of chemistry is not properly maintained by getting good sleep. So what can you do to get better sleep hygiene? Number one is, please try to establish a consistent sleep schedule. Maintain a regular sleep-wake cycle or week sleep-wake schedule, even on weekends. This will help you regulate the body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier for you to fall asleep at the right time and wake up more refreshed. So try to aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. There are studies also that show that if you are experiencing like mental distress, or if you're going through mental, if you have like a mental health condition, you need more than 8 hours of sleep. So some people need 10 hours, some people they need 12 hours. I guess it would depend on how much brain activity you have. So yeah. Create a relaxing bedtime routine as well in the hour or two before your sleep. This could include activities such as taking a warm bath, reading a book, or practicing relaxation techniques like meditation or deep breathing or journaling, just so you're going to be able to program your brain that at this time it's your chemical processes are going to downregulate. Next is, you can also optimize your sleep environment. So ensure that your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool, because there are studies that show that darkness promote melatonin production, which is a hormone that regulates your sleep-wake cycle. Minimize the noise and maintain a comfortable temperature to create an undisturbed sleep environment. So sometimes for those people that think a lot, you might need like a relaxing music behind to quiet your mind. You can also do that. Invest also in a good mattress and pillow to provide you proper sleep and alignment for your body. And this is something that is, I'm also guilty of, eliminate electronic devices from the bedroom, because the blue light emitted from the screens can interfere with the melatonin production and hinder sleep. So for me, that is the program that I am doing for myself right now, because my brain works beautifully when it's all quiet, and that's mostly at night. But I have to remind myself that, you know, I also have to apply these scientific strategies to myself. But you know what? I'm doing well. I'm doing great. I'm on track with my goals. So also, you can, of course, regularly give yourself a regular physical activity, because if you exercise, it also helps with sleep. And And you also have to also learn to manage your stress effectively, because chronic stress also disrupts your sleep pattern. So practice relaxation techniques like yoga, meditation, deep breathing to manage your stress levels. Because when your brain is stressed because you're thinking too much, it's going to have difficulty shutting down to restore your health. So I would suggest that if you're on days that you have to crunch a lot of work, you also have to put in a proactive strategy in lessening its brain activity. So there, I hope those tips on getting you better sleep hygiene will help.
Wow, that's all amazing, Coach. No, so next time, so I think everyone knows that sleep really helps, you know, us, you know, to rejuvenate well. And next time, Doc, yung Coach, no, kasi Doc Coach yan, yan si Coach Hazel, no, you maybe show our viewers and maybe yung mga techniques mo, like the one you teach me, yung mga ganon, while right now, after this, I'm gonna share to them. Yung tinuro mo sa akin, after your reading or parang using their gadget, you know, to help you at ease and your balance, your body. Alam, ganito, no? Ganyan, yung mga ganyan. Tapos, wave mo. So, yung mga ganyang coach, ha? Next time, ituro mo sa kanila because that will be really helpful for our viewers. So, you know, as we wrap up this insightful discussion, so, marami pa tayong gagawin. I just want to express, you know, how I'm grateful for your time right now, having, you know, free your time for us, and then, you know, share your insights about, you know, beauty and the connection with well-being. So yung psychological aspects and significance of nutrition. So you mentioned about yung gut health talaga next time. I want us that to explore para mas marami pang viewers na maka-intindi about that. And then yung exercise, skincare, all those things are correlated. So for your final word, Coach, anong gusto mong message kanila about, you know, how to be beautiful inside out? And that's a connection of how to become a well-being us, di ba?
How to be beautiful and how to glow from inside out.
Yes.
One is you have to take a stand. You have to have a proactive approach on your life. Don't fall into that victim mentality that, you know, that you're not capable of solving your own problems. Remember, we live in an era full of information that's free, but you have to have the willingness and you have to have courage and a fighting spirit to continue to grow into that person that you want to be and to reach your full potential. It is not easy because you're constantly learning and you're constantly changing almost every day. But if you are committed to reaching your full potential, and if you're committed to glowing from inside out, then there should be nothing that can stop you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Coach Lynn. Hazel, that's mine, Coach Hazel. No, mm-hmm. So you can follow her. Coach, you can tell the viewers where to look for you in your social media. You can tell them your account, but not the number, huh? Account name mo.
So you may find me on Instagram at Mind Coach Hazel. That's MindCoachHazel, and Facebook Mind Coach Hazel as well. I haven't posted yet because I've been busy doing research for the gymnastics work that I do, but soon enough I will. Maybe if you follow me, then I will have more reason to post.
Yes, we should follow Coach Mind Coach Hazel. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Bye. And thank you for your time. Have a great evening or have a great day.
Thank you. So there you have it. thank you so much for our beautiful guest tonight, Coach Lynn Hazel. So watch for her, mas makita niyo po siya, and marami siyang i-share sa atin. And then, for this conversation with Coach Hazel, you know, yung marami tayong na-inspire of, you know, adopting a holistic approach to beauty. It's not just, you know, putting medicine or putting products to our skin. It's just also, you know, finding ourselves through selves and, you know, just be contented and finding our ways to cope up with stress and, you know, through exercise, better sleep. So marami yan. So marami tayong natutunan. So again, for magsasama-sama tayo ulit next time for another Beyond Beauty experience, Beyond Beauty learnings. So again, this is Ellie Laura, and I thank you all, and good night.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayin ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso, at iba pang sakit.
Ubo, mabilis lumala, kaya dapat agapan. Dapat Neosomix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. Neosomix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.